Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The microphone, there's the headset, there's all the information about what our daily digest is about as we have another hour in front of us to do good things on the radio. I say we, I include Jay Kirshner, who's with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm being helped out by my wonder dog, Daisy. She's looking at me. She has that look in her eye. You know, the dogs have that look in their eye, Jay? That look in their eye. Jameson Collins. I think I like that name better than James. Jameson Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. The people are happy about this use of volcanic rock dust to capture carbon on farms. Film at 11. There's something to think about, okay? For later on. A significant drop in the rates of suicide among active military members observed in the last year. That's pretty good news, right? Because that's been a real problem. Sharp drops among the Marines, Air Force members as well. The declines come because of increased attention to the issue among officers and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Well, hooray
for
that. It's about time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So looking at this data here, Jay, the number of suicides in the Air Force and Marine Corps dropped by 30%. Navy saw a 10% drop. Army saw another about a 30% decrease as well. All the services have been working, trying to figure out how to deal with this issue. The ranks, doesn't make any difference what your rank is. It seems that it was a similar thing, whether you're a private, a corporal, a sergeant, lieutenant, colonel, major, or whatever. The challenges of not enough staff at mental health care facilities in general, and the stigma of these guys who are tough guys. I'm a big tough guy. I'm a Marine, so I don't need help. Yeah, you do. And so going for it. You know, one of the most
interesting... Mental health does not care who you are.
No. One of the most interesting characters in any TV show on television is Chicago Med's Oliver Platt. You know who Oliver Platt is?
Yep.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. The friend's going down another street. I don't know who he is. So he's been around for a long time. He's perfect for the role of the shrink on Chicago Med. And he's getting involved more and more in the storyline because, A, he's an excellent actor. B, his personality and his the persona, if you will, of the character he plays is so sympathetic. There's a shrink also on that show New Amsterdam, which is another hospital show. How many hospital shows are there?
It seems like there are never
one a night.
There's always hospital shows, police shows.
Right. Yeah, the hospital dramas, I can think of at least three or four. Wait a minute. There's the kid that used to be on The Good Wife is now a doctor on a Fox show. You've got Ellen Pompeo or Pompeo. And right. You got Chicago Med. You got that New Amsterdam with a guy who was a bad guy on the blacklist for 4 or 5 years. He went from being a very bad guy to being a very good guy. Great how that happens. Anyway, so the point here is that there is a reason to be optimistic. One of the generals involved in this has noted that there's now a once-a-year visit that's mandated down at Fort Riley, Kansas, as an example. All but 10 of the 14,000 staff members have talked to a shrink. So it's,
that's amazing,
it's
because also counselors. Sometimes we don't know that our mental health... There is a true problem sometimes until it's
yep.
further along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have politics to talk about. This woman who was the news anchor in Phoenix, who's running, what's her name? I forget. I find myself blanking her out because the more I read about her, the more she annoys me. She's a Trumpette. Says if she doesn't win her election, it'll be because it's rigged. So all of these rigged election chickens are coming home to roost. There are a lot of people who are saying, in some research that I read last night, half of the people voting don't trust the election process. They don't trust news. They don't trust social media. So who do you trust?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Local news sources. It was, of all of the things that were researched, they came in at about 56% of people say that they kind of trust local news, kind of. 1 in 5 say local TV or local radio have a lot of fake news. So how do we distinguish between fake news and fun news? That's something to think about as we talk about what's going on. This is a news talk radio program. Every week we have the news talk radio, you know, the countdown show. It's all about news talk. So one of the questions about the trustworthiness of a single person on the, let's say, a newspaper staff puts the integrity of the entire organization in jeopardy. So say people who, for example, there have been some questions about a couple of hosts at Fox. But people who like Fox, just like people who like MSNBC. It has nothing to do with the accuracy. It's kind of silly, really. Why would you trust somebody just because they preach what you are thinking is right, and in fact it's not? We're a long way from Walter Cronkite, Huntley, Brinkley. Probably most of you, you recognize those names, Jay, or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Anyway, and there are a lot of good local, I can think of all the people that I grew up with watching Channel 4 in Boston, the people who delivered the news, they were people that really seemed like they had it together. Anyway, so one, according to the respondents to the survey, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, according to 60-some-odd percent of respondents there. So you got one bad person, like, what's his name that I don't like on Fox? He's really spoiled. There are people who love him. Why am I blank on people whose names who annoy me, and so I'm blanking on this. Tucker Carlson.
Your brain is like, nope, not going to retain that. It's too annoying.
No, Tucker Carlson. All right, let's see here. Cultivating trust with people who, like, listen to this program or local shows, local news sources. 28% said that... They see somebody on a story, somebody, you know, the news people. This is why you see so many of these people these days, because a lot of people say that's how they see it. That the anchor throws it to somebody that's on location. So there's an accident in a roadway at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 11:30 at night, they've got some reporter standing at the site where the accident took place. So what? What are you doing? Live from the scene. That's the kind of stuff that's stupid. Anyway, so how do we get information? It's very interesting. In this survey, if you target a specific demographic, i.e. age, that means you're probably going to lose the other ages. So if I can translate that, people your age, Jay, don't believe people my age. In the main, at least according to the survey. Do you find that in your circle or in your own experience? Do you tend to believe people who are your age more than you believe people who are my age?
No, but I'm also somebody who's very against putting people in boxes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Makes sense. So anyway, one of the questions, again, back to the significance of the challenge of how do we report on elections, one of the things that has made it hard to believe is the kind of mismatch, and I use Florida always as an example because there's always a problem. Always a problem. They have full-time people, the election staff, in the usually the city clerk's office, the town clerk's office, and they still screw it up. whether it's on purpose or whether it's with corruption or whatever it is, or just being lazy and stupid. That's where, and that's why people question the results. Plus the fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday who is a very dear friend of mine, and we got off, he's a guy, we do cow stuff and farm stuff together. And he said, oh, I just took care of my election. I looked at him, I said, what are you talking about? It's October 25th. The election isn't for 2 weeks yet. He said, no, I wanted to get it taken care of early. I said, so what happens if one of the people that you voted for happens to die, or they do something stupid, or they change their point of view on something? You can't change your vote. So he looked at me with this quizzical look. He said, I never thought about it that way. Well, you ought to think about it that way, mm-hmm. because it happens all the time. All the time.
Well, my thought is always, if you cast your vote too early and you do it by mail or something, what if it gets lost in the mail?
Yeah, I don't trust the mail.
Point of what if you change your mind? I never. That is such a valid point.
Yeah. These people in my local town here in Massachusetts, they have these spots that run pretty much every hour on radio and television. Your election facility is as near as your mailbox. Huh? Do you know what percentage at some, I don't know what it is now. Last time I remember checking this out, up to 14% of first-class mail sometimes is compromised. That is, it gets lost, doesn't get delivered, it's late. You know, think about how long it takes you to get mail that gets sent. We talk about this all the time. I do. Last week I sent a check to a fellow across the state. Took him 6 days to get it. And his place is 100 miles from here. So how do you, you know, that's what I'm saying. There's no faith in that. All right, there's more. I think there is more to some of the election things, like what's going on with Herschel Walker. Man, this guy's going to be as dumb as just dumb. And some other things that have been said. So we'll get to those as we continue here. This is Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Another focus on how much rest you get. Ken recommends, or I guess all of the medical journals say, it used to be 7 to 8, now it's back to like 6 or 7.
Actually, the recommendation, 7 hours of sleep per night is the right number for all of us. And if you're not exactly at 7, you know, you don't get stressed out, but close as you can to 7 hours per night is the right number.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 24 after the hour, almost 24, about 24 after on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus in this portion of the program on Hugh Jackman. We've been talking about mental health, engaging with mental health issues, that sort of thing with regard to the military. Well, now here's a story of an individual, a well-known individual, talking about his children and their engagement with mental health issues. We'll talk about this in detail after these words.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, so Jay, this is very interesting, and the story, the information appeals to me. He says that he finds his children and their peers are totally fine having a conversation about mental health.
Hugh Jackman, yes, yeah.
Yeah, right. His new movie is The Sun in New York City. That's where he's having this conversation interviewed. I said that he was... He's made sure to speak with his children. His son is 22, his name is Oscar, and his daughter is named Ava, she's 17, about his participation in the film. So I'm going to guess this film I don't know anything, but I've not heard about it, is about mental health issues, yeah?
It is, yeah. It's a man who is kind of a workaholic, and he's with his new partner. They've welcomed a new baby, and then all of a sudden his ex-wife and teenage son show up, and he and his ex-wife have to kind of pull together because their son is a little bit troubled and dealing with a lot of mental health issues. And I felt like it was a deeply personal project Hugh Jackman did, because his children are relatively the same age, and he took his two children to the screening, Oscar and Ava Elliott, and he even discussed with them why doing this project was so important to him, what it meant to him, why he was doing it. And he said that he feels like it's more his generation that's a little bit sheepish when it comes to discussing mental health, where his children and their peers are very
I think that's true.
Having
Don't
these
you?
Discussions.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, I definitely think it is kind of a generational thing where if you had mental health issues, there was something wrong with you. That's what the statement and status were once upon a time, and now it's not that way.
No. And so this is good. This highlights it not only for his family, but for the people who will become aware, more aware of it because of the movie. So when's the movie released? Is that soon? If they check with Chuck on that. If they had the premiere, must be coming out this weekend.
I think it's coming out sometime in the next month.
Yep. All right, there's the Hugh Jackman story on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I know you love your cats, and if you want your cat to live a long and healthy and happy life, do one thing and one thing only. Keep her inside. Don't allow your cat to wander around outside. She's susceptible to many of the following tragedies. She can get hit by a car. She can ingest a deadly poison like antifreeze or pesticide. What about being trapped by an unhappy neighbor, attacked by roaming dogs, cats, or other wild animals, disease from other animals, becoming lost and unable to find her way home, being stolen, encountering an adult or child with cruel intentions? The bottom line is studies are now being done that indicate that cats that are kept indoors have a much happier, more successful, and much better quality of life. In fact, the average lifespan of a cat that goes outdoors is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of a cat that stays indoors is close to 13 to 14 years and even beyond that. So you love your cat. I know you do. The best thing you can do is make sure you keep them inside. I'm Warren.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part at least to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the southern border, a warning for parents this Halloween. Check every piece of candy in your kid's bag this year. Fentanyl can kill, and the massive amounts of the drug making its way across the border has never been greater. Yakima, Washington coroner Jim Curtis.
We sent it in to be analyzed. They'll come back with fentanyl made by a press and then smuggled into the United States, I'm told, through the southern border, same routes the traditional methamphetamine and heroin's been coming into our area.
The Dr. Oz, John Fetterman Senate debate took place last night in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz
has gone after the energy industry, called it a stain on Pennsylvania.
John Fetterman.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racial pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This is a story from the St. Jude Children's Hospital, where patients mark the end of chemo with a special No More Chemo party. It's hosted by doctors and people that are on the staff there at the hospital. So this doctor surprised his patient by donning a pink unicorn suit.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The spirit in the sky is the microwave from your radio station or from your device that carries the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have on 35 past the hour, hoping that you'll spend some time with us learning about what's happening during the day. We're talking about making decisions when it comes to the election. And I think this is important enough, Jay, that we spend a little bit more time on it. There are personalities, there are reasons for doing things. I get that. There's a comfort. It's like eating ice cream. It's a comfort food, right? So you vote for people that you're comfortable. It's like working. If you're a boss, sometimes you hire people that you're comfortable with because it makes it that much easier and better sometimes to work and get production and get things done.
Someone who fits with the culture of the office.
Right, exactly. So does Herschel Walker fit in to the culture of the office that he's trying to get into? And I say, no, I don't think he fits into anything anymore. And it's very disappointing, actually. because I don't like taking this, taking apart all of this information about him. But
are people so tired of politicians that we're grasping at straws to
Get people to run?
Somebody who's wanting to vote for somebody into office who's not really a career politician.
Well, maybe it'll be interesting.
Certain things.
Yeah. So is this stuff that's coming out? He has a company, a chicken company that he owns, and apparently. He has been his. Some of the people that work there don't get paid. They're drug offenders, people in jail, have been routed from state courts in Georgia from a rehab program, mental health program, and sometimes it's drug programs, that sort of thing, to his company. So he benefits from unpaid labor. I don't know, is that a bad thing? Is that a horrible thing? Are we scrutinizing him more because he has proven to say things that aren't true? You know, the business about the abortion. That just flat out wasn't true, what he said. And so then, he's backpedaling, and I just think he's gotten himself into these positions, into this stuff, because he's not that bright. And then, people, they got him to run. I wonder if he's even sorry that he's running. People got him to run because he was a very well-known name in Georgia, and he happened to be a Republican, and he happened to like Trump. So, okay, there's a winner. He's a big football star. Everybody knows his name, and he loves Trump. What else do you need to know? Well, apparently you need to know a lot, especially if you've got Democratic operatives digging through every inch of your life. So... I wouldn't vote for him. I wouldn't vote for the other guy either. I'd leave it blank. If I were in Georgia, neither one of those candidates offer anything for me. Anyway, I think the other guy's a gas bag and way over into the politics of race for my cup of tea. Anyway, so be interesting to see what happens. I saw something yesterday. I don't often talk... Well, yeah, I guess I do. On the Countdown Show, if I have something to say, I just don't hold back anymore because I don't see any reason to. People are going to throw me off their station because I don't like Mark Levin's radio program. So what? I'm able to express myself. If you don't like the fact that I don't like Mark Levin, I love him as a person. He's a great, friendly, wonderful guy. I just don't like what he does on the air. I don't find it entertaining, appealing, informative. It's a waste of time. So I can say that. I should be okay. Another one who fits into that category with me, and this is not dumping on, Michael Harrison sometimes says, you got to support the format. I do. Of course I do. This is, I've been on this. I am now the senior guy when it comes to syndicated talk. I've been on the air longer than anybody else doing it. So actually, when I say something, it sort of has some authority to it, or maybe I'm exaggerating a bit.
We're all entitled to our opinions,
no.
But it's definitely right. You are allowed to state your opinion, and
right.
I think you do a very wonderful job in specifying that it is your opinion, it's not an actual fact.
Right. Okay, so here's
the
fact
important.
That I'm expressing an opinion after hearing Dana Loesch, she was on the same, she was on Radio America with me. For a long time, and she said, quote, "I don't care if Herschel Walker paid some skank for an abortion, I want control of the Senate." Okay, so that fits into the same category of conversation you just said. She's entitled to her opinion. But is that an objective opinion? No, she doesn't have to have an objective opinion, neither do I. So if I can say what I did about Herschel Walker, I just use that as an example of somebody with whom I do not agree, but she gets traction. People listen to her program. People like her. She's different. There are a lot of conservative white women that are doing that kind of right-wing talk. She's good, and she's good at it. Anyway, so that brings me around to this woman who is the Fox News reporter in Phoenix, whose name I am, whether I'm purposely pushing it out of my mind or not, she's running for Is it the governor's? No, it's a Senate seat. I think, what the heck is her name, Jay? I can't remember her name. It's not your responsibility.
I know. It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, it's something Lake.
Lake, yes. Is it Tony Lake? Something like that. All right, anyway. So she says flat out, and then somebody in an article about this yesterday said that she was the most dangerous politician in America. Because she's following up on the heels of Trump. This is a new phenomenon, actually, that Trump has started. And now we, going back to something I said in the last half hour, which you can hear if you want to hear the Good Day Show later on during the day. It plays back every day, the whole program, all day long at gooddayshow.com. The essence of now people who say, and most of them are Republicans, I think they all are, if I don't win, it's because I've been robbed of the election.
Mm-hmm.
It's because...
Corey Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Corey Lake. Thank you.
Corey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to lose. Well, I don't know if she is. If she wins, it'll be legit. If she loses, it's not legit. Yeah, well, how do you... mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well,
but it works.
It opens a door it seems like it's not going to be closed anytime soon.
And most of these election people who are politicians or they're connected to politicians, have nobody to blame for this but themselves. Because they have not done a good job. That's it. That's why there is a question mark after. And the more you enter into it, the mail, the more you complicate people. All these election officials keep saying, oh, it's going to be easier. You can mail in your ballot or you can vote early. No, that doesn't make it more secure or better. It makes it worse. You have more ways of corrupting the system. So, and I don't know why people don't see that. I get a lot of pushback when I say stuff like that. But listen, that's how I feel. I would never, ever vote except on the day of the election. I'm not going to mail it in. I'm not going to do, you know, some of the other stuff that you could do, early voting or absentee ballots, that kind of stuff. Actually, I did it once, though, in Florida. That was an interesting scenario. All right, anyway, I think that's enough on politics and engineering and, right, electioneering. Let's go to the war. Right, we'll go from one wonderfully choreographed scenario to another one, because I think this part of this is sort of strikes me now as it just being... It's like a play being acted out by these parties. Refugees now being told not to return until spring to help ease the pressure on the energy system in Ukraine.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Right. The prime minister, the deputy prime minister there said Russia is making it difficult. The networks won't cope with the need. And we need you to survive the winter, and we need the people who are here fighting the war to survive the winter. Apparently, they've had a lot more airstrikes this week that have destroyed a lot of the energy sector. And, you know, they want to have people come back. But women and children, if men want to come back, that's great, so they can fight. But there's not, I get it. It makes sense. Ukrainians are in the hole for $38 billion, so they're looking for help from the International Monetary Fund. They need $3 billion a month to survive the next year. And if Moscow continues to blow things up, they're going to need $5 billion a month to survive. Where's that money coming from? Hello, look in the mirror. That's where it's coming from. You and me. And there are other countries who are kicking in, but certainly not as much as the Americans are kicking in, whether you like it or you don't like it. So since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which now is, what, about 9 months, 10 months, the refugee agency at the United Nations has recorded almost 8 million refugees from Ukraine have spread out across Europe. So they have 44 million people live there. That's about, what, that's about a quarter, almost a quarter, certainly one-fifth of the population is gonzo. And they're trying to hold it all together. That's a lot of money. And we keep all of us asking the question, okay, where is it going? And there's never a good answer, right? It's the war effort. Meanwhile, speaking of war efforts and participants in it, not by choice, Brittany Griner lost an appeal to get out of her 9-year jail term. The court upheld the sentence. What do you think it was going to do? It's fair. So, anyway, she's been convicted of possessing cannabis oil. I thought she had a joint, but it was just the oil?
Yeah, it was a vape pen. That has the oil in it.
Yeah, okay. I thought, you know, some of this stuff, the cannabis oils, when you rub them on, let's say you got a sore shoulder or you got
like
a bad back.
Yeah, treatments.
Yeah, it's very good for that.
Well, that's when it was medicinal, why she used it. And whether or not she purposely brought it, thought she'd get away with it, or like she claims that she's just so used to having it with her all the time, she didn't even realize she brought it with her.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
Am I a bad guy because I'm sympathetic, but I'm not really sympathetic because she kind of made her own bed. She kind of didn't handle it the right way, and she's now doing a lot of whining. Although if I were over there in jail and nobody was paying attention to me or trying to get me out, I'd be whining too probably.
Yeah, I think
put yourself in her shoes.
Scary.
Yeah, right. I think, you know, if you want to be more, thoughtful about the circumstance. Yeah, think about you being in that position. That's food for thought, right? 48 past the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
All right, 53 past the hour, good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Time for farm food and family is a focus. And instead of the usual, this is an editorial decision. We don't have anybody today. I'm not going to talk about anything that's being recalled. A couple of good news stories from the world of, it depends on whether you like Starbucks or not, that sort of thing. A couple of good news stories from the farm and food department. Starbucks is giving free coffee for Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is what, 2 weeks away? Is it the week after the election?
Yeah, November.
That Monday? Yeah, okay.
Time is flying.
Right. So on that day, Starbucks is going to offer free coffee to active military service folks and veterans as well. This year, the purveyors of Pike Place have broadened the offer to include iced coffee as well as hot coffee. At Starbucks, they believe veterans, service members, military spouses make our company better and our communities stronger. With Veterans Day around the corner, we wanted to share with you how Starbucks will continue to honor the military. So this is a PR thing, but it's not bad.
But also, you know what? Let them pick what they want to drink. These are veterans. You can at least let them. It's great to offer free coffee and iced or hot or their choice. But what if they want something else? Let them have it.
I want some iced tea, or sugar tea or whatever it is. Yeah. All right. That's a good point. They're going to donate a couple of hundred grand this year to a couple of veteran-focused nonprofits, though Team Red, White, and Blue is one of them, focused on veterans' health and wellness, and Team Rubicon, which uses military veterans' expertise to provide disaster relief. And so that's good. 7,700 veterans, according to Starbucks, have been hired at Starbucks. So that's good. They're hiring veterans. Not a bad thing.
Here's
something else. I mentioned this earlier in the last half hour about using volcanic rock dust to capture carbon on farms. This new ag tech startup spreading rock dust on farmers' fields as fertilizer, and a pretty ingenious way to not only capture carbon but remove it from the carbon cycle. This is actually pretty interesting, especially at a time when fertilizers are hard to come by, very expensive. So this is something that has iron, phosphorus, magnesium, and calcium, which boosts yields. It's like adding lime. I'm having some of my fields lime this fall. It's an important component to make sure the soil is not too acidic. And it's, you know, that's what causes weeds, if you didn't know that. Weeds in fields comes from the soil being too acidic. Do you know that, Jay? Too much acid in, and that's, by the way,
I never would have known that, or put those two together.
Alkaline, we talk about alkaline and acidity in our own bodies. Well, it has the same impact. The earth is a body. And if there's too much acid or too much alkaline, is more, is better. Having more alkaline in your body than acidity is better. And same on the land. But there's so much because of Roundup and all this other crap that's been manufactured by these big, the drug companies are in on it, the big chemical companies are in on it. So that's what's changing the pH factor in the soil, and why the stuff you eat may not be as healthy as you think it is because of the quality of the soil. So this is a very good idea. Volcanic rock dust. So where are they getting it? That would be my question. And the answer is, it's coming from volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Volcanic regions.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's good. I think there's probably a challenge finding enough of it, but there are a number of farms that are trying to use it, and it's been successful. So that's good news for farmers. 58 past the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.